In the middle of Yemei Svira, with Yemei Svira are Yemei Avelus. No music, no chasanas, no haircuts, etc. All the dinim of Avelus that we have. And what's the Avelus about? Why are we having a hanhaga, a chiyuve Avelus? So it's a famous Gemara in Yevamos on Samach Beis, Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down. Shneim osar elef zugim talmidim hoyoloi the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 peers of talmidim, meaning 24,000. 24,000 talmidim. Vikulam meisu beperik echa. They all were nifter in one period of time, like the Gemara brings down, mi Pesach va'ad atzeres, from the Yontif of Pesach until Shavuos is when they were all nifter. And why were they all killed out? Because they didn't have respect for each other. Tremendous churban that Klal Yisrael experienced. Like the Gemara describes, Hoya Oilam Shamein. There was mamash emptiness. Rabbi Kiva lost every last Talmud. And the link of the Messiah of Torah being given over from generation to generation was at a standstill. Until the Gemara says he found five new Talmidim that continued, brand new Talmidim that he was maimed, and he taught them Torah. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar. Five new Talmidim. But this is the tremendous tragedy that happened at that time. A churban and a loss of Torah. B'nai Torah being wiped away. We can't be masik what it means. 24,000 B'nai Torah being killed. And that's the avelos that we're having at this time. Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein was bedayik in a shmuz from this Gemara. He says, Choyviseinu lizboinen. We have an obligation to think about 24,000 great Talmidei Chachamim of Rabbi Kiva. Loi ha'ilu lahem tayrasam o'malosam. Their Torah didn't help them. Their milo that they reached through their Torah didn't help them. Shehoyim g'day le'adar, these 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Kiva were g'day le'adar. They were great people. Harei lonu l'dugma, we're seeing from this a Moridic example, Lodas Mahus Koichan Shalmidas, to understand the Mahus of what it means, the power of Midas. Kishum Dova Eina Oizel Adam. There's nothing that can help an individual. Be'es Shenichshol B'Midas Rois. If you're stumbling on Midas Rois, there's nothing else in your life that you could do. Even your godless batayra, which Talmud Torah is kineged kulam, even that won't help. Rachmana litzlan, if you have midas rois. Zoker bichatzkel ube'emes poshetu. And in truth, this shouldn't be a chiddush and a wonder to us. Wow, I can't believe it. It's dvorim pshutim, Zoker bichatzkel. Ki toirosoi shel odom chashuvo kinfi midoisov. Your Torah is considered and valued according to your midas. V'hamido poeles u'minateves es toirosoi lefi koicha. And your whole Torah is moved and working based on your level of your midas. And he explains himself. He says, for example, Kishen Shema'at Sam B'Teicha Tavshel. He says, imagine to yourself, you have a commercial sized pot of delicious soup on the fire. And you put a drop of poison in there. You have a huge soup. A drop of poison goes in. mashpia v'goyim al tav shel kulay. It ruins the entire soup. Even though you had a huge soup, commercial sized pot, it's just a drop of poison. Yet, yehofich, it's going to turn tav shel kulay l'sam ha'movas. The entire thing that was poisoned, and it can kill anybody who eats it. Kain hamido hara. So too, if you have a bad mida in you, goyremes l'tayrosay shel adam, it causes all your tayra, sheyahofei chas v'shalom l'tayras mavis. Your whole tayra, which should be a sam chayim, becomes a sam mavis. So it's not a coincidence that during Yemei Svira, when we're working on ourselves, like we spoke about last week, we're working on ourselves to appear ourselves a Kabbalah Satoira, and we're working on our Hashiva Satoira, all the Memches Kinyone Toira. It's a time where we're working on valuing Toira for Kabbalah Satoira. It's not a coincidence that simultaneously we're sitting in Avelus for the loss of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. And their loss was all because of midos. It was all because of loinogu kavod zeh lazeh. They were lacking the proper respect for each other. It's not a coincidence, because when you're lacking in your midos, you're not shayach to Torah. The Torah that you have is sam hamavas if the midos aren't perfect. And they work together. It's one yesoid. The Orchis Sadikim writes in his Akdomo to his Sefer, he says, Ukashain biyodcha midos tovus. If a person doesn't have fine, good midos, ain biyodcha toira. You don't have toira. Ki kol ha toira taluya b'tikkun midos. Toira is taluy in fixing your midos. It's impossible to be a person that has bad midas and think you have greatness and chokhmas atayra. It doesn't go together. Mishahoylech b'choyshech. Someone's walking in the darkness of Olam Hazeh. Ve'enem b'sboinem b'tikkun midas. He doesn't think about working on fixing his midas. He's very happy with himself. Efshur shetehei mida ha-ma'abedes kol zuchu yosef. You might have a midah in you that you don't even realize that's making you lose all your schusim. Because a person has a gevaldik, a gaiva in his actions. And he always makes himself feel good in the gnus of his friend. He's mischabed b'kloin chaveiroi. The disgrace of his friend makes him feel good. Whenever his friend falls and drops, he feels better. His chavrusa gets shot wrong, he feels good about it. That's part of his gaiva. Ha'ish ha'hu doina. Such a person, he has a gaiva he doesn't even recognize. He's compared l'misha mali chavis yayin mishubach. It's like someone has a full barrel of delicious wine, but yesh b'tachtis ha'chavis neck of katan. But the bottom of the barrel has a little hole. All the good wine is going to be lost by neck of a cotton with that small little hole at the bottom of the barrel. All the wine is going to be gone. This person that has this guy, he has one mida that he doesn't realize that's part of him. Even if he's full with Torah, everything's going to be lost through this bad midah. Im lo yochos l'saknav, he's not concerned to try to fix it up. This is what it means in Chazal, derech eretz kodmo la Torah. Derech eretz comes before Torah. Because Torah can't exist if there's bad midas and there's no derech eretz. Torah lahavdil is not like other studies of math, science, that you get the book knowledge. So you think, Torah also, I get the knowledge of us stating the Torah. Torah is Torah HaKadosh, it's Devar Hashem. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom himself who with the Dibur Echad who. The Rabbeinu Shalom won't rest upon you and you won't have Torah Kedosha if it's full with bad midas inside you. And that's what Aruch HaTzaddikim is telling us. That it's impossible. Kol HaTorah Kula is totally in Tikkun HaMidas. It's impossible. If you don't have midas Torahs, Ein B'yodcha Torah, you don't have your Torah. Torah Kedosha can't exist together with the bad midas. This is the metzius of the Avodah of these days of Yemei Svira. That if we see that we're having an Avelus on such a Churban HaTorah, it's because Chazal wanted us to also work on our Tikkun HaMidas. We also need to refine ourselves. Do we live with Kavod Zeh Lo Zeh? Or we're also experiencing that Taina, Sheloi Nagu Kavod Zeh Lo Zeh. It's something we have to think about. And Rabbi Chatzkel adds in that Shmuz, he says, the Gemara says over there, they didn't just stop die. They were nifter with the worst misa possible. Kulam mesu b'misa ro, a misa of askara. Terrible choking, it's painful, terrible death. V'dnoyrelim is v'inin. It's something we must think about. Could you imagine? He says, G'dayli Adar, all these great 24,000 G'dayli Adar, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Chotu derchet, was the Ezen Negia Kala B'midas. It was a very fine, small thing in their midas. We're not talking about bad people here that were so mean to each other. That's not what we're talking about. Loi Poltum and Ha'inish, but yet they weren't saved from this terrible Ainish. V'nenshu Ba'inish Chomer Kolkach, and they got so punished with the terrible Chomerdika Ainish. But so much that what? Shloi Nosar Mihem Ish. That one survived. 24,000, not one survived. Chazinan, what you see from this is something we have to think about. Yitochin, it's very possible that you could be a great person and lo yakiru v'lo yargishu ki chet midas b'yadam. You could be a great person and you won't even realize that you have bad midas inside you. Because 24,000 talmidim, none of them realized to work on their midas. None of them did tshuva and corrected themselves. Rabbi Akiva was the one that recognized after he lost all his Talmidim, and when he found the new five Talmidim, the Gemara says, he told them, Harishonim Loimesu. The only reason why the first ones died was because they were Einayim Tzara. They were, Einayim Tzara means they were not nice with Zelazer. They didn't have the respect, which means they couldn't forgive each other. Atem loitiyu kein, don't be like that. I mean, he warned them to realize it was the bad midas that made it happen. They could be so great and not even realize it. This is a kiyum of the pasuk in Mishlei. Kol darke ish yosher be'enav. All derech ish is yosher be'enav. A person thinks all his ways are great. No one realizes his shortcomings and his faults. Naturally speaking, you don't think of yourself as anything to work on. Everything seems perfect, even if you can have the worst midas in the world. A person by himself doesn't notice it, says Shloimeh HaMelech HaMishlei. And that's what we see over here with the 24,000 Talmidim. They didn't realize that there's an issue. Our first step in our Avodah of Yemei Svira, of the Avelus of Yemei Svira, to work on our midas, the first step is to realize the need. Don't be oblivious to your issues. A person has to recognize, you know something? I have to work on my midas. It's something I have to go ahead and roll up my sleeves and take each midah by itself and start working on it. That's the first avodah that we have to start beginning with during Yemei Svira, is the recognition. The opportunity that we have of a Musa Seder. Every night is a Musa Seder. We have to grab the opportunity. It's such a moiridika time for you to be with yourself and think about where you're holding. What do I really look like? What are my ma'asim really holding by? A time to think about yourself, which you don't get throughout the day. Maybe I'm not as refined as I think of myself. Maybe I'm not as big of a tzaddik as I think of myself. You know, there was an Adam Gadol that once said, imagine Shamayim gave you a choice. They tell you, you could meet somebody from Sheish Yesimei Bereishis until now. Who do you want to meet? We're letting you go ahead and see somebody. It could be a Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be Yeshua Ben Nun, Abaye and Rova, the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Aaron Kuppler. I'm letting you pick one person from the time of creation until now. Who do you want to pick to meet? This is what Adam Gadol said. Imagine you got such a choice. Who would you pick to meet? You know what the Adam Gadol said? If they gave me that choice, I would ask to meet myself. Imagine this guy, Rabbi Ephraim Friedman, let's say his name is. I would want to meet what Ephraim Friedman really is supposed to look like. I know who I am. I think I know who I am. But I don't really know who I am. I'd love to meet him. This is what the Adam Gadol said. It's such a meridika truth. We all think we know ourselves. And we have ourselves totally arois, all our mylis, everything all about us. But we don't really know what we're made up of. And Musa say there's such an opportunity to take yourself apart and face yourself in the mirror of what you really want to work on. And that's the first step of the avodah of Yemei Svira. Don't make a mistake and be like the 24,000 Talmidim that every last one was nifter without them realizing there's something to work on. You know, someone told me a Meridika story. Because there's no doubt that to change your midas, change your hanhaga, is very, very complicated. It's very hard. No question about it. I heard a Meridika Maisa. There was a Dafyoni Magid Shir that was very, very successful. He had many, many people following his shir. Maybe not like Rebelli Stefanski or the other big people, but he also had a very successful Daf Yomi shir. Rav Daniel, he had a Gevaldik shir. There was one participant, a guy Zalman, who used to come to his shir that was very unique. He showed up always the second before the shir started, and he was gone the second the shir ended. The reason being, he was a heavy smoker. And the bottom line is, he had his last cigarette before the shir started. So till that last second, he was taking his last puff and came flying into the shir. And the minute the shir was over, after not having a cigarette for about an hour, he dashed out to get his next cigarette. And that was a uniqueness in this Zalman who used to join the shir. Vayihi ayoyim, it came a day, and all of a sudden, Zalman shows up to the shir. He's there like a half hour early. He's schmoozing with the olam. He's taking a coffee. After the shir, Zalman's sticking around. He's schmoozing around with the guys. And Rav Daniel, the Magid Shir, who noticed this, couldn't resist from asking him, "Hey Zalman, you quit smoking?" So Zalman says, "Yeah, you know something? I actually did quit. But this time it's really going to last." He says, "Really?" Obviously every heavy smoker tries to quit. He said, "No, this time it's for real." He said, "Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you what happened." He says, "At my work, at my office, there's a secular Israeli that works there, a friar guy, he's not religious. And I've been driving him nuts to put on tefillin. I come from shul, I have my tefillin with me. I asked him to just put on tefillin. And he always has an excuse. He has a phone call coming in a minute. He can't put it on now. He has a meeting. He always has 1,000 excuses I've been driving him crazy for a long, long time, and he always has excuses to me why he can't put on tefillin. Just the other day, I cornered him, and I said to him, let's say his name is Robin. I said, Robin, what's the issue? Why are you not putting on tefillin? What's the issue? It's the whole thing takes 4 minutes. On the chance that there's eternal life and there is a God that cures, 4 minutes can't hurt you. It's a worthwhile investment. Why are you just not putting it on? What's the reason? What's going on with you? So he responded and said, I'll be honest with you. I have my schedule, I have my routine. And you need to understand that when a person has a schedule routine, making change is very hard. I'm just not making change. So he said, hello, making change, it's 4 minutes. No grace of change over here. It's a 4 minute thing. It's just so worthwhile. Like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, you can't make a change of 4 minutes of putting on tefillin. So he turns to me and says, Zal Makai, is your question? You smoke, right? He says, yeah. He says, if I asked you to change and stop smoking, are you able to stop smoking? And you know the answer, and I know the answer. You can't stop smoking. Why can't you stop smoking? Because you can't change. So how do you have a nerve to ask me to change and stop putting on tefillin in the morning when you can't change either? So I looked at him. He hit me like a thunderbolt. And I said to him, you know what? You have a good point. I'll make a deal with you. If I stop smoking, would you put on tefillin for 4 minutes every day? And he said, 100%. And we shook on it. And ever since that shaking of the hand, every time an urge comes my way and I have a craving for the cigarette, I think to myself, I'm going to take a cigarette and stop him from putting on tefillin? I can't do that. And therefore, I haven't had a cigarette since that handshake. Change is something that's very hard for all human beings. There's nobody who wants to change. But if we realize the value of change, like Zalman who realized, if I make that change, I have another neshama out there that's putting on tefillin because of me. He was able to make the change. If we would realize what midas rois we might carry and realize that that stops all our ruchnius, my whole Torah is nothing, all my avodas Hashem is nothing, if I'm living with midas rois, that's going to empower us to make that change. Because how could I not change if I'm giving away all my olam haba? I'm giving away all my schusim, like the Eicher Tzaddikim says. The Pasuk in Mishlei writes, Hachazik b'musur al teref, nitzreho kihi chayecha. In Perek Dalid, Shlomo HaMelech wrote over here, strengthen yourself in musur, don't weaken up or watch it, because hi chayecha, it's your life. Zok de Vilna Goyim when he's masbid this posuk. Ki masha odom chai. You know why you're alive? Ki dei lishbor hamido shloi shover ad heina. You're alive. Your heart is pumping for one reason. To break a new mido that you didn't break yet. Can you imagine? You could be a 70-year-old man and an 80-year-old man. Zok de Vilna Goyim. There's still a me that you didn't break yet. Go further. Again, more. It's a lifetime job of breaking your midas. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says you have to always be mechazik. Because im lo yischazik, lo meloy chayim. If you're not strengthening yourself in breaking another me that you didn't break yet, why are you alive? What purpose is there in life if you're not fixing yourself and refining yourself more in your midas? Mm-hmm. It's brought down in the name of Chaim Vital. Person wonders, where am I holding in my midas? So how bad am I really? Where am I holding in my midas? Rav Chaim Vital used to say over, I'll read you the lashon that they bring down from him. Midosov shel odom nimdodos. Your midas are measured, the barometer to measure, ach virak fi yichusoy el ishto. How your relationship with your wife is, that's how we measure your midas. That's how it reflects to know where you're holding. Which means you could be a very nice guy out there doing a lot of nice things for people, and you're running chaverim and hatzola and all the things you think are great that you're doing. But if you can't live with someone in harmony, and we're referring to your wife over here by bachrim, it means the same nusach of Chaim Vital would say with a bachrim in a dormitory. Rabbi Chaim Vital, if you're talking to a bachur, he would say, your midas are judged, how's your relationship with your roommate? What's your relationship with your roommate? The person you're always with. Very nice, some chaverim and yeshiva, you can be nice to him and do favors. But the guy that you live with all the time, what's your relationship with him? And if it's not too good, that reflects to where your midas are holding. Now why is it like that? Why is my midas measured by the one I live with? Whether it's my wife that I live with or my roommate that I'm on a dormitory with, why is the one that I live with the proof that I have bad midas? So I saw brought down the explanation is very poshut. Midas is not a dovri chitzayni. It's not just something on the outside. A guy has, you know, he's nice, he's kind, he does favors, he shows some caring and sweetness. That's outward, and that's not midas. Midas is something that's pnimi. It goes into your core of who you are, it defines you. It's your makeup of who you are. And only if your makeup deep down inside your pnimius is mushlon, kfi ratzayin ha-Torah, it's refined according to what the Torah prescribes in how a person is supposed to be with his midas and his actions, only then do you know that you have good midas. He says, for example, the same way you understand jealousy. Jealousy, we all understand, is very much a very deep-rooted feeling. That you understand that midah connects all the way deep inside. So too, kein hu b'chol hamidas. That muscle of kina, which is self-understood, why being jealous and having those feelings, we understand how deeply rooted inside us it is. Every midah's like that. And therefore, it's all about how you live on a daily basis with someone that shows really where you're holding in your midah's. The nekuda being, we have to realize, as natural people, as physical people, human beings are focused on themselves. That's the nature of a human being. We're always looking out for my own comfort, my own pleasure, my own needs, what I want, what I feel. Everything's about myself and I. And that's the root of all our midas rois. All midas rois come from that. That we're not focused to get out of ourselves and being obsessed with busy with ourselves and be busy with others. The feeling of living for others. Our pnimius is very self-centered. That's where the nature of a human being is. We're self-centered in our pnimius. And in mele plays out. You know, my bed is not made in my dormitory because I'm not makbid on it. I'm a little bit messy because I don't really care to be so neat. I'm not so quiet in the room because noise doesn't bother me. That's all about me, I, and myself. What about the next guy? Does he care? Would he feel better if my bed is made? Would he like it more if you were a little neater? Would he appreciate if you're quieter? Why are you only thinking of yourself? that reflects to your whole being of where your midos are holding. This is the yisoid that we have to go deep into ourselves, into our panemius, and start refining our midah after midah, one after the next, as to be rooted deep inside ourselves. Shaloi nogu kavoy zelozeh. This is those five magic words from the Gemara in Yevamos. Shaloi nogu kavoy zelozeh. The recognition of my chaver was missing. Obviously, on their level, we're talking about a dakas shabadakas and these great 24,000 talmidim, no question about it. But for us to learn out, shaloi nogu kavoy zelozeh doesn't mean that they were pouring water over the shower curtain, cold water, to get him good. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about being mean, doing not nice things to each other. That's not bechlal what's being discussed. Loinogu kavod zelazeh means they just didn't have the respect to make my bed, even if I don't care, but he might care. To be extra quiet, even though I don't get bothered by noise, but what about someone else? I'm going to be neater, not because myself that I care, but I realize there's a chava here. Shaloi nogu kavoy zelozeh. These five magic words have to be ringing in our ears throughout the Yemei Svira. Realizing the other person, not just focused on myself. There's an unbelievable story that happened to Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal. The Mir Mashkiach. Unbelievable Maisa. He was once getting on a train to go somewhere. And he got on the train, the doors were closing, and his left foot got caught in the door and his shoe came flying off outside of the train, and the train went off. And he lost his left shoe. Immediately, when the door closed on his foot and he lost his shoe, he took off his right shoe and threw it out the window. And his Talmud, who was escorting him, looked at him and said, Rebbe, I mean, it's bad enough you lost one shoe. You're going to walk around with no shoes? Like, what are you doing? And Rabbi Yerucham looked at him and said, I don't understand what you're asking. There's a poor man that's going to find my shoe and be excited that he has a shoe. Why shouldn't he have a pair? I don't understand what you're asking me. Rabbi Yerucham, if on the spot when a train is pulling away, was able to do that, is because the Mashkiach Zatzal Rabbi Yerucham lived for others. And on the spot, in the second, he was able to think like that. That was like the correct way of thinking by him. What do you mean? What's the Shaila? I don't understand. This is what we have to strive for in being there for others and stop thinking only about ourselves. This is what it means to work on our midas, all the way deep inside our pneumius. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his sefer, Orchis Yosher, has a very special midah over there that he talks about, the midah of Vatronus, being Mevater. Being mevater is a word that in the English dictionary there is no word that represents what it means to be mevater. The translation in English is to give in. But there's no word in English that means this. The same way they say to fargin, the Yiddish word, there's no English word that means fargin. But the translation is to be able to give in, be okay with it. That's the idea of the English translation. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down this perek of Vatronus that this is a Yiddish midah. Omru Chazal in Bereishis Rabbah, b'nei beisoy shel Avraham Avinu Vatronim hayu. B'nei beisoy of Avraham Avinu were Vatronim, which means it's a Yiddish midah. It defines the Yid to be able to be given and not hold your space, your spot. Hold your opinion. To be mevater is a Yiddish midah. And he goes on to say, ube'emes roiv hamachloikis hoyu mistadrin im hoyu mevatrin. Roiv fights, differences, arguments would all be worked out and resolved if people really had the midah of vatronos. Could you imagine? Roiv differences? Roiv machloikis? His Moisevin says, V'tomid yoyser toiv levater ma'asher l'natzeach. By Yidin, it's always better to be the one that's mevater than to be the one that's victorious. Unbelievable. The Goyish mentality, you always have to come out as the winner. I'm the victorious one, I won, I was right. By a Yid, Zakim Chaim Knievsky, it's always better than winning an argument, than winning the fight, than being right in our differences. Better than winning, the Yiddish outlook, the Yiddish hashkafa, is to give in. Giving in is even worth more. He's medayik. This past week's parasha, Parashat Tazria, Mitzoyra, a few different dinim there that we had, that you bring a korban, shtei toyrim or shtei b'nei yoyna. Either you bring a tor or b'nei yoyna. Pigeons or doves, I think it's translation. These two type of birds. And throughout Sefer Vayikra, these are the two birds we always talk about. These are the birds you bring as a korban. And the chayritz mamash apella. There's over 1,000 species of different types of birds. These two birds are the birds you bring on the mizbeach. What's so unique and special about these two birds? So he quotes Chazal, where Chazal tells us a moiridika, life-changing attitude. Lo oilom yehei odom min hanidofim. A person should always want to be from the nirdof, the person that's being chased, the victim. V'loimin ha-roidfim. You don't want to be the roidif, the chaser, the one that's running after others, the one that's going after the person and being the guy who's doing, the doer. That's not what a person wants. A person should want to be the victim. And how do I know that? Says the Gemara, She'ein l'cha nirduf ba'oifis, yoyse mitur b'neyoyna. There's no bird that's more chaste and more of a victim than these two birds, the turim b'neyoyna. They're birds that never are a roidif. They're not chasers. They're not running after others. They're always the victim. And therefore, hechsher makosel l'gabi mizbeach. The reason why they're kosher on the mizbeach, the reason why that's the reyach nichoyach to b'yrei oylam, is because that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom loves. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom loves. Not the roidif, but the nirdif. Memelo Zokov Chaim Knievsky, this has to be our mindset. We all want to be kosher in the Rabbeinu Shalom's eyes. We all want that our avodah makes a reich nichayach to Bnei Olam. The way that happens is if a person is a nirdof. I'm a victim. He got me and I'm able to be mevater. I'm able to give in. I'm able to fargin. When you live with this attitude that I'm okay to give in, I'm okay to be mevater and fargin, that's so pleasing by the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And that makes you mamash like on a mizbeach, like a korban to Hashem. This is what it means, loinogu kavod zeh lo zeh. Loinogu kavod zeh lo zeh means I have to be on top. It's all about me, not you. The Yiddish outlook is the opposite. It's not me. I'm okay to mivata myself. Kafar oretz. Nafshi la'ofer lakol tiyah. My nefesh should be ka'ofer lakol. I'm okay with that. And that's what we saw by all the G'dayli Yisrael, how they were trampled and walked upon. Because that's what choshev in Hashem's eyes. And they understood this. And that's the Yiddish Amidah of having a Vatronus that's pleasing on the Mizbeach, the Bari Olam, who's very well known, of Aaron Leib Steinman, used to always say, Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti. I was young, and I finally became old. I lived a very long life. Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti. V'loi Re'isi, and I never saw a Mevater ever lose out. This is what he said, Eidus, testimony. Someone who gave in feels like I'm giving in, I'm losing. I never experienced and saw Nara Yisi Gamzakanti, and a Mevater never lost. Very ridiculous words. And this is the Yiddish Amidah that we have to instill in ourselves during Yimei Svira. Just end with a Mori de Gemaisa. Many times it's so difficult to give in. I should give in to him? He always gets what he wants. He's always thinking like that. No, a person has a hard time giving in to others. Being mevater is not an easy thing. To be the nirduf and be the victim is not an easy thing. So I'm going to tell you over a story, a Mori de Gemaisa, that can empower us to change our mindset. Rabshapsi Yudalevich Zatzal, well-known Magid in Yerushalayim, said over this very powerful story. The story happened with the Mekubal of Shalom Sharabi. He was known with his initials, the Rishash, they called him. There was a Yid that was living in Eretz Yisrael that suffered tremendous Yisurim. He had panosa issues, shidduchim issues for his kids, shalom bayis issues with his wife, mamish, all different types of yisurim. Rachmana Litzlan, he had a lot of suffering. And it got to a point that it was literally bo mayim ad nafesh. He couldn't handle it anymore. And he went to the Rishash, the Shalom Sharabi, the Mekubal, to go talk to him about his issue, get some eitzah, get some bracha. So he knocked on the door and the gabbai let him in. And he told him, the Rishash is not available right this moment. Wait here in the waiting room. And he put him in a room. And the guy's sitting there waiting in the room. And he's so exhausted from all his yisurim and everything he goes through, he falls asleep. He's waiting in the waiting room, he falls asleep. And in his sleep, he starts having a dream. In the dream, he's looking and he sees wagons coming, black malachim and white malachim in different wagons. And they're coming towards a huge scale. And when they approach and reach the scale, all the black malachim jump on one side and all the white malachim jump on the other side. So he asked someone that was there in his dream, what's going on over here? What am I seeing? So they told him, this is Bezal Shamayla, what do you mean? A person is getting judged for his lifetime. She said, who's being judged? He said, you. And all of a sudden he got a gvaldik tzitter and frightened. I'm being judged, and he's watching his judgment. And he sees the white malachim representing his mitzvahs on one side, and he sees the black malachim representing all his averus on the other side. And he's watching as a scale, the black side of averus are much heavier than the white side. And all of a sudden, a baskel of a Shemayim comes out and says, there are any more wagons of white malachim? And no one comes forward. And he sees the black side of Averus is much heavier. All of a sudden, a sound comes out from Shemayim and says, did this person suffer while he was on Olam Hazeh, while he was here in Olam Hazeh? Bring in all his Yisurim. to the scale now. And he watches, and all of a sudden, Malachim, the wagons are being brought in. Malachim of wagons come in, and all the wagons get unloaded on the white side, the side of mitzvahs. They start jumping on. All those yesurim that he went through start jumping on the white side. And he's watching as the scale is starting to change. And it's going, but Elisha fell short from actually tipping it. Anything more, Shemayim says. And no one else comes forward. And he's realizing that the black side of Averus is still heavier. Suddenly he screams out himself and he says, bring me more Yesurim! Bring me more Yesurim! And in his screaming, he wakes up and he realizes he's in the waiting room of the Rishash. And all of a sudden he realizes where he is. And he realizes he's screaming, bring me more Yesurim. And he starts, that's it, he opens the door. He starts running out from the house and starts running home. So the Gabbai, Yochap, what's going on? Came running after and said, what's going on? He says, I don't need the Rishash anymore. Shemayim answered my question. Shemayim sent me the answer. He got appreciation for the hardship. So we have to realize, if we have this right perspective with Emunah, when things are hard, we have challenges, we have differences, we have machlokes, we have fights, and times come and opportunities come to give in, and you don't feel good about it. It doesn't feel right. It feels hard to give in. Why should I want to be a victim? And on that, if you have the right perspective and you realize all the hardship and yesurim are eventually going to go on the side of the scale of your mitzvahs to outweigh your averus, and that might be your hatzalah, it makes it and empowers us that much easier to live with this midah of atronus. The Rebbeinu Shem shall help us all during this zman of svira to tackle, work on our midas, work on this avodah, ben adam v'chaveroi, and be'ezer Hashem, then we'll talk about zeichat, our real kabbalah satayra.